This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hello, you're listening to Animal Party on Pet Life Radio, and I'm going to give you some news and some animal information as usual. But today we have a special guest on the show. Lori Mason is coming to us for the first time to talk about something new. I know I was talking about new technology a few shows ago and how I needed to update my cat doors. Well, that is nothing. That is primitive compared to what we're talking about today. We're going to be talking about therapeutic laser therapy for pets. So that's what we're talking about today on Animal Party, and you're listening to Deb Wolf. And welcome to the show, Lori.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So I heard about Guardian Therapeutic Laser, your company, and I heard that you were helping some of the rescues in the area. So I tried to get a hold of you, and I'm just really curious, like, what is this about? What is this laser? How's it different from a laser that would remove hair or do some other cosmetic function?
So it's a totally different laser. It's a veterinarian-grade laser, and it's the highest therapeutic laser on the market. It goes into the cells at the molecular level, and it generates healing at an accelerated rate. So it helps the body do the job. And sometimes, just like as in acupuncture, where they will put a needle in a certain area to trigger the brain to say, hey, there's some, we need you to send some energy and help here. Laser does that as well. So it has neurological effects as well as tissue effects.
Do people feel it when it's going on? Or animals, does the animal feel it? Like, is there a sensation to it?
Yes. So this is what some people refer to as hot laser, but it's not hot. It's a gentle warmth. And so they will feel the warmth from the laser, and you'll see them actually visibly relax. Some actually snooze through the treatment, and others, if they have a nerve impingement, they'll feel tingling like you would if you sat on your foot for a while and then you stood up and you had pins and needles. So they'll get tingling there until that impingement improves. And so occasionally we'll get a dog going, oh, well, what was that? But through the other thing with laser is it's a cumulative effect. So okay. The first time they go, they might have that. And then the next time they go, they don't have that. And then they're progressively getting better.
So I looked this up. I tried to do some research, and it's being done on people. So it's not like we're trying it on the animals and we don't know what it is. But what made you go into this?
Well, first of all, I'd like to also say this has been going on in the States for many more years than it has in Canada. And it's somewhat new in Canada. And so what happened to me is my first toller collapsed on me after a very busy summer of swimming. And one morning she just couldn't get her back end up off the floor. So I took her to the vet. We tried all sorts of different treatments. We tried water. We tried acupuncture. Acupuncture did have some benefit, but she would then lose it again. She would start to like move her legs. She was laying down and she kind of moved them on the mat, but she never was able to get up onto her feet again. And so this took about 6 months of trying everything, and they were telling me it was time to say goodbye to her. And I reached out to a retired holistic vet that I've known for years, and she told me about class 4 laser. And I said, well, she's had laser, but it turned out it was the class 3, which is the what they call cold laser.
Okay.
And so first couple of days of January, she started her class 4 treatments twice a week. And by March 1st, she stood up and started walking again. And that summer, she was running around catching the ball. And yeah, so it was amazing to see the difference.
So back then, were you able to find the treatment in Canada, or did you have to go to the US?
No, I did find it in Canada. So the vet that I work under, I guess that's important to state that I do work under a vet. She's based in Kelowna, and she was cutting edge on laser. As soon as it came out, she got involved in it. So she's extremely knowledgeable about it. She would tell me, okay, you're going into the situation, look for this, target these areas.
Right.
So after taking the training and doing the shadowing, etc., it's just I've hit the ground running since. And it's been such a lovely experience to see other dogs who had similar conditions start walking on their own again and being themselves again. It's been a great gift to me as well as to the dog. So
Well, let's go back just a little bit. So Nova Scotia duck toller, for people listening, you said you had a toller. That's like a sort of like a, if you just glanced at it and you didn't know the breed, you might think it was a puppy golden retriever that was a little bit orange. That's what you might think. It's about half the size and it is made to retrieve. And how old was your toller when this happened to her?
She was approximately 10 years old at that time.
Okay. So a lot of people would have just given up.
Yes.
Even though they would normally live till, I guess, 14, a toller, perhaps.
She almost made it to 15.
Oh, wow.
A week shy.
Okay. So that's a huge quality of life, from swimming and playing all weekend long to not being able to stand up. And then you got how much of her fitness back after the treatments succeeded? Was she able to fetch and swim again?
Yes, she was. And as she aged, she naturally got stiffer, but the laser helped with that as well. But hers, it turned out, was not only disc issue, but it was also neurological. And so because the discs were damaged, the message wasn't getting through to her back end.
Was it spinal myelopathy?
No, it wasn't.
Okay.
But it was more like herniated and also calcified disc.
So as people listening, if you've got a young, happy dog that runs around like crazy, you may think this will never affect you, but it could. This sometimes happens to older dogs. Things don't work as well anymore. The front end doesn't communicate with the back end anymore. The disease I named spinal myelopathy is more serious. And you may have seen it in German Shepherds, where the back end is just completely disconnected from the front. But these little injuries and arthritic problems and issues of aging do affect dogs and cats and people. And it's interesting to think that laser could help that. All right, so we're going to go to a break and come back, and I'm going to ask you, give me a list of all the things that this laser can help. All right, stay tuned, everybody, on Animal Party Pet Life Radio. This is Deborah Wolf, host of Animal Party on Pet Life Radio. You know the expression, cats have 9 lives? Well, what if you can give them one more? The Give Them 10 movement is on a mission to help give cats an extra life. How? With spay and neuter. Spaying or neutering your cat helps them live a longer, healthier life. And it helps control free-roaming cat populations, too. Learn more about the benefits of spay and neuter and meet Scooter, the neutered cat, at givethem10.org. That's givethem10.org.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Hello, we're back on Animal Party Pet Life Radio, and we've been talking about something called a hot laser. It's really a warm laser, and it's a class 4 laser used for therapy in people and animals. And so we're going to talk just about exactly, Lori, what does it treat? Like, if you've got a dog or a cat that's in some kind of pain, what kind of pain is possibly alleviated with this?
Okay, so I also want to just touch back on, it's not just for older dogs. I've treated a 7-month-old lab that had a cruciate injury and needed surgery. And the family chose not to do the surgery and to go the laser route. And she turned out to be a big dog. And she is walking fine. She's now 8, I think, has never had surgery and has done very well with having a laser treatment. But just an example of some of the things that you can treat would be both acute, which are wounds, allergies, infections, cuts, inflammations. If they've had tooth extractions, sprains, strains, fractures. If they've had surgery, it can help speed up the healing after surgery. It also treats chronic conditions like degenerative joint disease, inflammatory bowel disease, periodontal disease, lip granulomas, hip dysplasia, feline acne, tendonitis, arthritis, otitis, cuts and bites. I'm just seeing if I've missed anything here. A back, carpal, metacarpal, fetlock in horses, pastern and foot, hip and thigh, anything where they've injured themselves. I'm currently treating a dog that had an accident. Due to the accident, they had to do hip joint removal on one side, and the new surgery where they're able to tie everything together and not actually put in an artificial hip. Really?
So we're doing laser on that dog to get rid of the inflammation and generate faster healing.
Okay, so what's the most common thing you see with dogs? What's the most common problem you're called for?
I would say cruciate.
Cruciate, okay. So that's the knee when the dog is supposed to get knee replacement and the vet tells you it's going to be 10 grand and it's going to take a year and you're going to have to carry your dog in and out and kennel him for 6 months of it or some story like that, right?
Exactly.
Like depending on how bad the break is and how bad the cruciate is injured and what the situation is. It's not easy. And a lot of people would just choose not to do it because it's impossible to carry your dog in and out if he's real big and you're real small and it's a lot of stairs and other things that could affect your decision that you really wish you didn't have to consider. So, okay, what about cats? What's the most, have you treated any cats?
I have only treated a handful of cats.
Okay.
And one was for ear infection. Another one was for spine issues because as they age, their spine becomes more bony, more so than with dogs. And so the cat was clearly in a lot of pain and wouldn't jump up on things. And so we were treating the spine to give pain relief. And it was working very well for that cat and occasionally get called back. But for the most part, the cat has improved to the point where they don't need to do regular treatments.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yes.
Well, we're going to go to another break and come back and talk with Lori Mason some more about laser therapy. And I can ask you some more questions after the break. Stay tuned, everybody, on Animal Party Pet Life Radio.
You know the expression, cats have nine lives. Well, what if you can give them one more? The Give Them 10 movement is on a mission to help give cats an extra life. How? With Spay and Neuter. Spaying or neutering your cat helps them live a longer, healthier life. And it helps control free-roaming cat populations too. Learn more about the benefits of Spay and Neuter and meet Scooter, the neutered cat, at givethem10.org. That's givethem10.org.
Let's talk pets. On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Hello, we're back on Animal Party Pet Life Radio. And it's just so fascinating to me that a laser could do this. You know, years and years ago, I took a dog that had spinal myelopathy. So the back end didn't talk to the front. And the only way he could go to the park was if you put a towel around just below the, around the groin, basically under his belly, and you held his back end up for him and then his front end would run and he could walk. But otherwise, this dog couldn't move at all. And we'd go to this human healer, human doctor, who practiced acupressure. And he was willing to do it on my dog. And he did it on the joints of the dog. And it was uncanny. Like this dog would walk on his own power out of that office. A week later, I had to go back, though. It was always temporary. That was the frustration. But I wonder first, how are you seeing, is it temporary? Is it permanent? How long does it take to get permanent? And then I'm going to ask you about the attitude you get from the animals. Because my dog, he loved going to this place. Like within, did you know, after the first time, he was like, let's go there, right? So, okay, so how do you, is it something that maybe people have to do in a kind of permanent way as their dogs age every month or every week? Or is it something you do it a few times and it's done?
So typically you would start off with a plan of twice a week for 3 weeks and then reassess. I've had dogs that once we get to the 3 weeks, they're good. I've had others that need 6 weeks of that. It totally depends on their condition, how long they've had it, and how quickly their body responds. But very often from that point on, we can start to extend the time between treatments. And because it's cumulative, it stores. And if you're reducing the inflammation and it trigger of all the problems, then once you can get control of that part, then they can just run with it, literally. So, I mean, I have wolfhounds that I see every week, and I have wolfhounds that I see every 2 or 3 months. And they are, as you know, a large breed dog with a very long back. And just like
that,
they are prone to back issues.
And yes, and they are clumsy.
especially when they're young, right? The world is just not meant for them. So they're often getting injured. Everything's too small, too whatever, like things break under them. I mean, they're hysterical. I love wolfhounds. I used to have one in my route that I would pick up when I did doggy dog walks, and he would hang his head out the van door, and people waiting for a bus would like step back, like, what the heck was that? You know, like some dinosaur head. He had a head like a donkey. It was so big. Okay, so what about Bassets? When you say back injury, prone to back injury, I think about those long dogs with short legs. Have you got them in your practice? I guess so.
Yes, well, they come and go, right? They get better, and then sadly, that's the downside, is you don't see them as much or don't see them at all because they're doing well. I have a lovely little Chihuahua, and they're very sweet dogs. Actually, I have a few of them. And the one that I'm speaking of at the moment, she is an explorer. She gets outside and she will stalk squirrels. She doesn't know what to do with them when she gets there, but she has to go for squirrels and birds and stuff. And she lives on acreage, and her parents allow her to do all the things that a little dog likes to do outside, and then supplement it with weekly laser to keep her fine-tuned. And it is so funny to see her. You go in and she's quiet, and then when she, after her treatment, she can't wait to get out and look for another squirrel. And she'll jump through holes and, you know, long grass or whatever to do it. And her little back can handle it, but she needs the tune-up once a week.
So what's the attitude like? You know, when you take your cat to the vet, oh my goodness, if you even think I'm taking my cat to the vet, the cat hides under the bed and doesn't come out because they pick up on it. If you get the carrier out, if you prepare the papers, cat's like, uh-uh, I'm not coming, right? And the same with dogs. I mean, you go to the vet, and even though the nice lady behind the counter often gives your dog treats and you try to diffuse the experience, they get out of the car, they smell a lot of dog, they get excited to go pee on something, and then they go, wait a minute. Dun, 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 dun. The brakes go on, the tail slides under, they turn around. I don't think you're getting that reaction, are you?
No, well, and that's the other thing. I'm mobile, so I go to their home, and that is huge for animals because they don't have that stress of other things that may be happening in the clinic that they can pick up on. And their animals are very sensitive to what's going on around them, and their sense of smell is huge. So we take that completely out of the picture. We take the problem of, I have this dog whose back end isn't working. How am I going to get him in and out of my car for the treatments, that sort of thing? That's out of the picture. So I go to their home and I treat them where the dog is comfortable. It'll be usually on the floor. With one wolfhound, it has to be up on the sofa, but we work with what we
have. King of the sofa. Uh-huh. Yes. I bet he's bigger than the sofa.
Pretty close. But it's that's the thing, is they are where they're happiest, and then that makes them more appreciative of the treatment. And often, like I say, they'll fall asleep during the treatment.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, and then typically after a treatment, they will rest for 2 to 3 hours after, and they'll be more thirsty because their body's working at double time to heal. And then usually within the next day, you're seeing a big improvement.
What about the skin and the wounds and all that? How long does it take to see improvement on that?
It can be very quick. I treated a neighbor's dog that had had a knee surgery, and they actually gave me a call and asked if I could treat their dog for the wound healing. And when the dog went back at 3 weeks, I believe it was, the vet said he couldn't believe how quickly it healed, and that it looked, he thought he was looking at a knee that had been like 3 or 4 months past, because the healing was so fast.
Okay, so you told me you started by working under, or, you know, supervised in some way by a vet in Kelowna, but it sounds like the vets where you live are discovering you. Are you working with more vets now?
I'm starting to, yes.
Yeah, that's good. Okay. Well, we have to end the show, but I'm going to have you back because we're going to do another show. Just, we're going to talk about this. I want to find out if I was walking my dog or opening my door, because I made an appointment with you, how would this go? You know, what's going to happen? So we're going to talk about that on a future show. It's been so good talking to you, Lori. If they want to find out more, is it Guardian Therapeutic Laser? Is there a way they can get a hold of you?
Yes. So they can reach me. Well, they can message me on Facebook under Guardian Therapeutic Laser. I have a website,
guardiantherapeuticlaser.ca. And I also can be reached by email, which is, again, guardiantherapeuticlaser@gmail.com.
So anybody out there who has a pet in pain or a condition you're dealing with or some questions about this kind of laser, hot laser therapy, please let Lori Mason know and she'll get back to you. We're going to have her back on another show. Thank you so much for joining us today, Lori.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
Oh, yeah. All right, everybody. It's been Animal Party Pet Life Radio. And I did say I was going to give you something from television, something from the news. So I guess what I'll tell you is there was another story of a person. We had terrible floods here, terrible. And a house was lost and a person was killed and much havoc happened. The roads were closed. I mean, terrible, terrible flooding in certain suburbs of Vancouver. And one thing that happened that I've warned about over and over and over again, there's still a man missing, a man who was out walking his dog. And the dog went missing too. But the dog has found. The dog came out of the creek about 200 to 400 meters from where the man was last seen. Wet, but okay. And sometimes people jump in after their dogs, and you don't need to do that. The dog will almost always make it out. Just go downstream and call him. All right, so that's my bit from the news and my word to the wise for today. This has been a great show with Lori Mason as our guest, talking about Guardian Therapeutic Laser Therapy. And for me, Animal Party and Pet Life Radio, be good to your animals. Ciao, meow.
Let's Talk Pets. Every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.